welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1997. I'm Fred Poby here in the Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. Our telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. If you're a DX Audio Service member and wish to muse, the number is 419-224-1609. And our internet email address is w8hdu@wlio.com. And we got all the information out, so let's jump into our magazine with a quick apology for getting the magazine out late this month. We had two illnesses. First of all, my extended hospital stay, which I hope I never, ever go through again in my life. And the duplicator had to go to a hospital up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, up at the Telex Corporation for new heads and belts. So hopefully it sounds a lot better. And keep in mind that we do master our tapes in mono format and not in stereo. So if you do get a little channel imbalance, well, that's why. It's because it's in mono. Well, we have a fully packed magazine, so let's jump right over to the AM Switch with Mr. Jerry Starr.
Here's Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. We have two editions of the Switch to bring you this month, including a rather lengthy one because it's the one that includes all the stations that return to the air before the February deadline that would have canceled their licenses. But first, let's start with reference number 403 and call it a changes. 540 WNNZ, Costa Mesa, California, changing to KKGO. But don't bother writing that in your log. We'll change that again on the next edition. 970 WAVG, Louisville, Kentucky, becomes WLKY. 1050 KPXE, Liberty, Texas, changing to KCHN. 1060 WBIV, Natick, Massachusetts, becomes WJLT. 1210 WKNX, Frankenmuth, Michigan, changing to WJZZ. 1240 KXPA, Pasadena, California, becomes KBLV. 1250 WJZZ, Frankenmuth, Michigan, changing to WKNX. That's actually a call letter swap. We'll tell you more about that in just a bit. 1400 KEZC, Yuma, Arizona, becomes KJOK. On 1440 WLPZ, Westbrook, Maine, changing to WJAE. 1470 WICT, Farrell, Pennsylvania, to WPAO. 1490 KQDS, Duluth, Minnesota, to KDDS. 1520 KCGN, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to KSFS. 1540 KBLV, Bellevue, Washington, changes to a call they've been using on the air for quite some time. They finally make it official. They are now KXPA. 1580 WBGB in Bithlow, Florida, used to be licensed to Mount Dora, Florida, becomes WBGS, but don't write any of that in your log either because that will change before the tape is over. And on 1650, the new station in Costa Mesa, California has requested, and this has not been granted, but has requested the call KBTL. Of course, everyone assumes that means they are going to, when they come on the air, go to the all-Beatle format that they're running on one of their other stations now. Applications from existing facilities, 1210 WJZZ, Frankenmuth, Michigan, would like to increase their power to 50 kilowatts, change their city of license to Kingsley, Michigan. 1500 KVSN, Tumwater, Washington, would like to move to 1340 kilohertz. And on 1560 KILE, Port Lavaca, Texas, would like to change their city of license to Bel Air, Texas. Grants to existing facilities on 1050 WRPT in Peterborough, New Hampshire. This silent station will move to 650 kilohertz, 250 watts, a D1 antenna. The city of license will be Ashland, Massachusetts. That's a move nearly 60 miles. Ashland is near Framingham, Massachusetts. And that new station on 650 is now on the air. 1080 WLVN, Brantley, Alabama, will move to 1030 kilohertz. 1090 CBON1 in Kirkland Lake, Ontario, moves to FM and surrenders their AM license. 1240 KMCL, McCall, Idaho, changes city of license to Donnelly, Idaho. And on 1510 KVCI, Mineola, Texas, would change their city of license to Canton, Texas. Now moving on to otherness, and here comes the big parade of silent stations back on the air, starting with 800 WDSC Dillon, South Carolina, back on the air. 840 KABN Long Island, Alaska. This silent station is back on the air currently with just 1,000 watts. They're running what's called an all-weather format, which basically is a rebroadcasting of NOAA Weather Radio. On 840 KRKL Yountville, California, the construction permit for this new station has been canceled, and that call has been deleted. 910 WTLM Pepperell, Alabama is back on the air. 960 WEAV Plattsburgh, New York has returned to the air, relaying WZBZ, the 1070 station in Plattsburgh. On 970 KAFY Bakersfield, California, back on the air. 990 WVNZ Richmond, Virginia, back on the air. 1000 CFPL in Rimouski, Quebec. Their request to move to FM has been denied, so this station will be remaining on the AM band at 1,000 kHz. 1010 WCST, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, back on the air. 1020 KFFR, Eagle River, Alaska. This silent station also back on the air, also with an all-weather format, which also is a rebroadcasting of NOAA Weather Radio. So evidently in the greater Anchorage area, there are now two all-weather stations. How convenient. 1030 WNTL Indian Head, Maryland is back on the air. They're relaying WINX, the 1600 station in Rockville, Maryland. 1060 WJLT Natick, Massachusetts is back on the air, although at reduced power. 1070 WSCP Sandy Creek, Pulaski, New York. This station is silent once again, but reports they will return to the air sometime in March. Perhaps Ken, who has this station in his backyard, can let us know if it comes back on. I'm sure he'll hear it when it does. On 1070, WIWS, Beckley, West Virginia, is back on the air, relaying their FM, WCIR. 1080, WPGR, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, has returned to the air with their new gospel format. Also on 1080, WALD in Walterboro, South Carolina, this station is back on the air, sort of, for about a week. There'll be a sidebar later in this tape, and we'll talk more about some of the stations that have returned to the air and how they have done it. 1100 WCGA in Woodbine, Georgia. This silent station is back on the air. Of all the stations that squeaked in under the February deadline, we believe this one has been silent the longest. It's been off since 1988. Also on 1100 WMYQ in Newton, Mississippi, this silent station is back on the air on this frequency. They have moved from 1410 where they were silent. 1150 WMCC Munfordville, Kentucky is back on the air. 1170 WBRW Bridgewater Township, New Jersey also has returned to the air. 1190 WNWC Sun Prairie, Wisconsin has come back on the air. 1210 WJZZ Frankenmuth, Michigan. We told you about their power increase coming up. That station has currently gone silent to facilitate the power increase. When we get to 1250, there'll be a little more news on that. 1220 WQSA Sarasota, Florida, back on the air. 1220 WQUN Hamden, Connecticut is back on the air. 1230 KWYZ Everett, Washington also has returned. 1240 CJCD Yellowknife Northwest Territories has received permission to move to 101 FM and will relinquish their AM license. 1250 WREN Topeka, Kansas. This station went silent on February the 28th to facilitate their construction permit to move to Kansas City, Kansas. They expect the new operation to be on within a few months, according to the station. Here's that other news from Frankenmuth on 1250 WKNX has now moved here with their programming that was on 1210. 1300 WSSG Goldsboro, North Carolina, back on the air. Also 1310 KFSB Joplin, Missouri, another silent station that has returned. 1340 WWFL Clermont, Florida. This silent station was back on the air for a day or two. We'll tell you more about that in the sidebar. 1380 WAMS Wilmington, Delaware. This silent station is also on the air. They beat the deadline by returning with a mighty 25 watts, diplexed into the WILM 1450 tower and relaying WILM's programming, but at least they got on the air before the axe fell. 1390 WISK Americus, Georgia is back on the air. 1450 WKZQ Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The station has moved here from their old frequency of 1520. 1470 WBUL Shepherdsville, Kentucky. This silent station has returned to the air. They're relaying WXLN, the 1570 station in New Albany, Indiana. 1470 WICT Farrell, Pennsylvania has returned to the air, although they continue to be daytime only, as they were before they went silent. 1480 KRHT, Concord, California. This silent station has come back on the air. They have a special temporary authority to operate with a mighty 25 watts and another all-weather format. Guess what that is? 1490 WUSS in Pleasantville, New Jersey. This silent station, formerly licensed to Atlantic City, has returned to the air. 1490 WFLB, Fayetteville, North Carolina, is back on the air. Also on 1490 WGCD, Chester, South Carolina, has returned. 1500 WKIZ, Key West, Florida, back on the air. 1520 WZMG, Opelika, Alabama, is back on the air. 1530 WOBS, Jacksonville, Florida. When we drove through Jacksonville last month, we noted that this station is off. 1530 KXTD, Wagoner, Oklahoma, has returned to the air. 1560 WINV, Inverness, Florida, is back on the air. They're relaying WGUL, the 860 station in Dunedin, Florida. Also on 1560 KKUZ, Salisaw, Oklahoma, is silent once again. 1570 WBUX, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, is back on the air. 1580 WBGS, formerly WBGB, in Bithlo, Florida. This silent station is back on the air. They're relaying WPGS, the 840 station in Mims, Florida. And we'll have another call change for that coming up in just a minute. 1580 WDMF, Knoxville, Tennessee, is back on the air. Here are some stations that will be gone for good and for a rather interesting reason. 1590 WQQW, Waterbury, Connecticut. This station has been silent for quite some time. The license has now been canceled and the call deleted because it is one of three licenses bought up by WWRL, the 1600 station in New York City, so the licenses could be canceled to make way for WWRL's power increase. 1590 WERA, Plainfield, New Jersey. This station will go silent for good in just a month or so. Same reason. 1600 WLNG, Sag Harbor, New York. This license canceled and call deleted also because it's been bought up by WWRL and taken off the air. And finally on 1600 WNGA, Nashville, Georgia, this silent station has returned. Moving on to reference number 404, here comes more call letter changes, and once again on 540 KKGO. Now that call change only lasted a few weeks. Costa Mesa, California, now changing to KNOB. Which is coming down from 1510. We'll tell you about that when we get to that frequency. 590 WBNW, Boston, Massachusetts, becomes WEZE. So that call moves to another frequency in Boston. That's been all over the place in Beantown. 710 KMPC, Los Angeles, California. A surprise for a lot of people. That call's been around for many, many years. It becomes WTNZ, The Zone. 730 KRVC, Medford, Oregon, becomes KLVB. 820 WQIX, Horseheads, New York, changing to WWLZ. On 1040, KEFZ, Tigard, Oregon, becomes KLVP. 1060 WMAP, Monroe, North Carolina, changing to WKRE. WMAP had been silent for quite some time. The new call letter must indicate that they are back on the air. 1260 WEZE, Boston, Massachusetts. We told you that's moving down to 590. Their new call will be WPZE. 1310 KFSB, Joplin, Missouri, is changing to a call that they've been using on the air for a while. It now becomes official, KOCR. 1380 KMJI, Sacramento, California, becomes KTKZ. 1400 WHAL, Shelbyville, Tennessee, changing to WZNG. 1450 WFRY, Rome, New York, becomes WODZ. On 1510 KNOB, San Rafael, California, changing to KKHI, another call that's been all over the map lately. And on 1580 WBGS in Bithlo, Florida, that call didn't stick very long. They are changing now to WNTF. One application for a new station on 540 Pikesville, Maryland, would like to have 1,000 watts day and night with a U4 antenna. Some interesting applications, once again, from Canada, and of course, guess what they all are? 540 CIAO, Brampton, Ontario, would like to move to FM and relinquish their AM license. 740 CBL, Toronto, would like to relinquish their AM license and move to FM. We imagine there'll be many people applying for 740 if CBL moves. 1470 CHOW, CHOW, Welland, Ontario, would like to move to 91.7 FM and relinquish their AM license if that's granted. CHOW was granted a move to FM back in 1993, but for reasons unknown to us, it never happened. Looks like they're applying to do it again. And here in the U.S. on 1580 WLIJ, Shelbyville, Tennessee, would like to change their city of license to Bedford, Tennessee. Two grants of interest on 1340 CKXX, Corner Brook, Newfoundland, has been granted a move to 103.9. They'll drop their AM license when the FM gets on the air. And on 1600 KOKE, Giddings, Texas, changing their city of license to Pflugerville, Texas. Evidently, Giddings wasn't easy enough to pronounce. And in otherness, on 1080 WNWI in Valparaiso, Indiana. Or is it Valparaiso, Indiana? John, straighten us out on that. Anyway, this station is silent. 1090 WXBK, Albertville, Alberta. This silent station has returned to the air. 1120 WKCE, Maryville, Tennessee, back on the air. 1160 WPVG in Funkstown, Maryland. This silent station was back on the air, at least maybe for one day, on February the 8th, relaying WARX, the FM station in nearby Hagerstown, Maryland. Evidently, they did this to beat the deadline, but have now become silent again. We were in Hagerstown on February the 22nd, did not hear anything on 1150 except for a distance signal from Homerville, Pennsylvania. 1250 KKDZ, Seattle, Washington is silent. 1260 KRKE in Aspen, Colorado. This license has been canceled and the call deleted. 1340 KKIT, Taos, New Mexico, one of my very favorite small market stations, is gone. The license has been canceled, the call deleted. 1340 WYCK in Plains, Pennsylvania. This silent station is back on the air from this new city of license. They were silent, formerly licensed to Wilkes-Barre. 1370 KTMG, Deer Trail, Colorado. Last month we told you they had a construction permit to move to 820 kilohertz. That has been rescinded by the FCC, no reason given. 1400 WNEX, Macon, Georgia, has returned to the air. 1470 WVBS, Burgon, North Carolina, also back on the air. Another one of my favorite stations to listen to out west, 1490 KRSN in the city of Los Alamos, New Mexico, up on the Mesa. This station is now silent. 1490 WOLF in Syracuse, New York. We think we have finally unraveled all the construction permits surrounding WOLF. Here's what's going on. They hold a construction permit to change their 1490 facility to 620 watts day, 750 watts night, and a U5 antenna. They also hold a construction permit for 50,000 day and 1,000 night U4 on 1510 kilohertz. Both these CPs have recently been granted an extension of time to complete, so evidently things are still a work in progress in Syracuse. And finally, on 1590 WAUB, Auburn, New York, this silent station also back on the air. What a pile of stuff from the broadcast band. We'll have more in a month. Right now, here's John Bowker.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's with pride and with pleasure we bring him to you. If we knew another old cliche, we'd throw that in too.
Thanks again, Jerry. Well, hey, everybody, I have to level with you. I mentioned at the beginning of last month's tape that we took some time off from our happy Florida retreat, where we live, actually, just south of Tampa, to remind ourselves as to why we had decided in the first place to leave the cold and the ice and the congestion of New Jersey. But quite honestly, not knowing when we're going to be able to get back home, I decided to prepare this month's travelogue and historical moments before we left Florida. And so today is February 7th, 1997. Now, the only reason I tell you that is if you have sent me any goodies or tried to get in touch with me in the past several weeks, forgive me for not speaking of it, because all our mail is being held at the post office and has been now for about, as you hear this, for about 6 weeks. So forgive me for that. However, we have a whole bunch of 1390 station breaks to present to you today. We got through about half of them at the March audio service tape last month. All the way from Maine to Chicago, we went that time by way of Florida. And today we're going to pick up roughly where we left off in March and hopefully entertain you all the way to the eastern edge of the state of Washington. Oh boy, I got to tell you, I want to thank our alert listener, who will have to go nameless. He said he was real glad that it was I doing the traveling to get all these IDs for you, because he said if he'd been going after the station in Everett, Washington for the 1380 tape, okay, he would have probably booked himself into the Seattle-Tacoma Airport, SeaTac Airport, because he thought Everett was at the western edge of the state, you see, until he told me, heard me tell you that Everett's at the eastern part of Washington. Yes, I did say that. Well, fooey to you, too. In fact, Everett is just about due north of Seattle, and even on my hand-drawn maps, I can't move Everett to the eastern part of the state. Mea culpa, I apologize. So thanks for pointing that out. Oh, boy. So let's get down to the sub. And it wasn't Ernie Holt who said it. Ernie Holt's one who usually catches me on things. So let's go down to the southern part of Illinois. We're going to start the 1390 Part 2 tape. We're going to be in Fairfield, Illinois for our first ID. That's just about on a line from Evansville, Indiana to St. Louis. We're going to hear how it all sounds as we begin the April 1997 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Get your coffee cup ready. You'll need it at 5:36 each Monday through Friday morning right here on WFIW Fairfield. It's RFD Illinois.
You're listening to AM 1390, WFIW Fairfield.
I see that WFIW runs only 710 watts. That's during the day. It goes down to 58 watts at night. So let's move now up to the middle of Wisconsin. 1390 on the dial.
AM 1390, Big Rig, WRIG, Schofield, Wausau. With all oldies all the time for Athens and Edgar.
56 degrees in Wausau at 12 noon. For Big Rig News, I'm Gene Lewis. Religion and prayer have come out ahead in a pair of Supreme Court rulings today.
Okay, the Big Rig runs 5,000 watts day and night, I see. Here is another 500-watt station, this one from Minnesota.
Newscast, the black and white of it, for KRFO Owatonna. It's 10 o'clock.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, good morning, I'm John Lewis.
A couple of big announcements from President Bush today.
You know, that's an easy catch right there on Interstate 35. And we're on our way south into Iowa now, right on the Mississippi River.
Great songs and great memories from your original hit station, AM 1390, KLNT Clinton.
Good morning. We are glad that you have tuned in to the live KLNT broadcast from our church at 656 Fifth Avenue South in Clinton.
You know, that 1,000-watt transmitter they use, and it really gets out north and south. We were like 45 miles north of Clinton when I made that recording, crossing into the state of Illinois, in fact. So, but they don't cause any interference to another 1,000-watter over in the state capital.
That's right, for Bob Gifford, all the news on KMRY Des Moines.
KMRY News Time now is 7 a.m., and presently we have 36 degrees.
You know, they'd have trouble interfering with that station anyway because they went off the air a few years ago. It was the memory station of Des Moines, until they got sold, of course.
Summer fun with the Iowa Cubs. It's a winning combination.
More powerful than ever, with continuous country favorites in crystal clear FM stereo. This is 92.5 KJJY-FM, Ankeny, Des Moines. KJJY, Des Moines. Now, here's another 10 great country songs in a row on 92.5 KJJY.
Well, that didn't last very long either. And today in Des Moines?
Entertaining first half. Basketball and Tulsa leads it by 3, 42-39. Drake basketball on KKSO.
1390 AM, KKSO, Des Moines.
We're at halftime with Tulsa leading Drake 42-39 and Orb a very well played first half by Drake.
Okay. Now it's time once again to visit the Show Me State.
Flash from the past, KJPW Radio. This is KJ Country, KJPW and KJPW-FM, Waynesville, Missouri at 12 noon.
NBC Radio News, I'm Barbara Porter.
I can't complain about the number of times he gave that idea, I guess. Well, let's see, way up in the northwest corner of Arkansas, there's a resort area up there, and there are seven towns in a cluster, and each one of them has an AM radio station. Can you believe it? Here's the one at 1390 on the dial.
Corner of Highway 102 and J Street in Bentonville, where your business is always appreciated.
KAMO, AMFM, Rogers, Bentonville, Springdale, Fayetteville.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey, Jr. Stand by for news.
I think he only listed, what, four or five of them? I don't know. What do you got to do? Now, if you drive down the western side of the state, even down below Fort Smith, you finally come to the small town of Dequeen, Arkansas. But from the sound of things, we didn't quite get there in time for a clear hourly ID on this tape, anyway.
Listen, KDQN, I am in it from here in Dequeen. I'm Shannon Talent with you here on this Saturday. It's about 5 minutes before 2 o'clock. Taking a look at the weather forecast.
Okay, let's see.
This next one should be clearer for us. It's just an hour's drive southwest of Houston, running 500 watts in the Lone Star State.
Can I count on you?
Sure you can. You can count on us, McBride and the Ride, there for you. It's about 431 KULP El Campo. We've got the weather for you in just a moment, right after this, from your friends at Appling Brothers.
Yeah, I caught that on the half hour. That doesn't happen very often these days. Now, last month I mentioned that the power for stations operating at 1390 on the dial ranged from nearly 10,000 watts down to less than 500 watts. Daytime powers, of course, is what we're talking about here. And we found that a station in Youngstown, Ohio, was the most powerful listed in the log on this station. And this next station you're going to hear is the weakest. 480 watts of daytime power to serve the Metroplex.
All the hype for the movie The Flintstones apparently paying off. It opened Friday and is expected to make over $37 million before the day is out. That would set a record for a Memorial Day weekend, breaking the one set by Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade in 1989. Roger Emmerich, TSN News.
Buy, sell, or trade, and listen for community information on the flea market. Weekday mornings on Classic Country 1390, KBEC, Waxahachie.
That's just south of Dallas-Fort Worth.
I got me a room and a cheap hotel.
Now, if we go way up near the northern border of Oklahoma, we hear...
Listening to Good Time Oldies on 1390 KCRC Enid.
Mark Strickert was the one that got that one for us, and I got this one.
News, weather, sports, market reports, and country music on 1390 KNCK, Concordia, your information station.
The Supreme Court ruled states may restrict a woman's right to abortion with neither side on this explosive issue happy.
Well, I can understand. Well, what are you going to do? Let's continue driving north, as we have for the last two or three station breaks here. We'll go up into the two Dakotas. And we're going to listen to see what son John got for us back in 1993.
Right now, 9 o'clock. You're listening to KJAM, AM and FM, Madison, South Dakota, for the news you depend on.
AP Network News, I'm Nancy Lyon. President Clinton's sales campaign for his health care package will be making it to the airwaves this weekend.
Okay, we go up into Mrs. Volbe's home turf next.
Every day at Burger Time on South Broadway.
Your voice for the Minnesota Twins, the mighty 1390 Cars AM. KRRZ, Minot.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Ed McCarthy. President Clinton has heard the discontent from House Democrats who sided with his BTU or energy tax.
Or, if my guess is correct, any other tax, too. Now, this next ID is a weirdo. In fact, it's probably among the most weird IDs we have in the whole collection. Considering the competitive nature of radio in the big cities, such as Denver, Colorado, I wonder about a station that does this for their legal ID.
KFML, Denver, Colorado.
That's it. That's the whole thing. What can I tell you? I don't know. Well, obviously some changes had to be made. And when I say changes, I mean lots and lots of changes.
KJME, 390.
KJME, Denver.
Aquí la Jota Mexicana, con 5,000 watts de potencia.
Yes.
Henry White.
Henry White. Last summer, Linda and I snared this next one in the northwest corner of New Mexico.
355. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to all of you tomorrow.
It's 9 o'clock. This is KENN 1390 Farmington Regional Radio.
From ABC News, I'm John Belmont. Is this running interference for suspected criminals or just an Olympic courtesy?
Olympic organizers have already bailed out two Armenian wrestlers.
Oh, boy. You know, that's one of the few stations broadcasting all in English up in that part of the world. You know what the other language is, by the way? Navajo. Yep. World's toughest language to learn and understand, they tell me. Now, this next station really shouldn't be on the tape. It's just too noisy by my taste, anyway. But it's the best you can do when you're in Salt Lake City and headed south.
AM 1390, KLGN Logan, Rocky Mountain Country.
hostile weather in California is keeping the shuttle crew aboard Columbia in orbit for one more day. I'm Mark Phillips on the Satellite News Network.
And let's move quickly now to 1390 in the Golden State.
That's Post Office Box 5411, Long Beach 90805. It is 5 p.m. Stay tuned now for Evangelistic Faith Missions with music and the spoken word, and we urge you to write Evangelistic Faith Missions.
Okay, that's KGER in Long Beach, and this one isn't.
Just remember, the easiest way to use the radio station is to just tune it in, then rip off the knob. We'll do the rest.
Thank you.
After all, we guarantee the good times and the greatest hits of the 50s and early 60s.
Serving the Valley for 60 years, Lucky 1390 KSLM, Salem.
This is Frank Fetitani. Controversial Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan says he's firing his top spokesman.
Well, our final stop this month takes us from Oregon to the real eastern part of Washington.
You here on KBBO. Please don't hesitate to call us Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 248-1390. When contacting any of the programs you hear on this station, please mention you listen to Today's Christian Radio, 1390 KBBO Yakima.
Well, there goes the 1390 channel, and we've come a long way on this trip. Just think, next month we'll be doing it all over again. But we'll have our dials glued to 1410 on the dial. Lots of goodies there, too. Oh, and speaking of goodies, do I dare? I guess so. Here's Jim Snowbarger.
You hear that, John? Unless you live along the Ohio, that is a very good sign. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bandscan column, where we listen to actual recordings of the radio dial as heard from the listening posts of our various contributors. This weather is getting better, but boy, I wish I was in Dixie. It's probably summer down there by now, so we're going there. Northern Alabama is where we're headed. Tim Hendel is our host. Last time he got us up to 1,000 kilohertz. We'll pick up there and go to the top.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama, with a Bandscan from North Alabama. 1000 WDJL Huntsville, another local station. Music of your life and a daytimer, except on Sunday mornings when I happen to catch this ID, they do black gospel.
It's 9 o'clock. Won't remind you that you're listening to WDJL Huntsville.
1050 WWIC, Scottsboro, Alabama, a country station. I think they also do Braves baseball.
America's best country. WWIC, Scottsboro. Depend on it.
1070 WAPI Birmingham. For a long time, they had a Music of Your Life type format. Last January, I think they switched to an all-news format.
For news, sports, weather, traffic, business, and everything you need to know, there's only one news station. News Radio 1070 WAPI Birmingham.
1080 WKAC Athens, Alabama. I think their format is classic rock. But like WDJL on Sunday morning, when I caught this ID, they have black gospel.
WKAC, Athens.
I apologize for the little bit of line noise that came up just as I recorded that. 1110 WSLV in Ardmore. The small town of Ardmore straddles the state border. Part of it is in Tennessee, and part of it is in Alabama. WSLV is listed as being in Tennessee. As you can hear, they try to take advantage of both states in their ID. They're a small town, mostly Southern gospel, and as you can hear, their transmitter has a hum on it.
WSLV, Ardmore, Tennessee, Alabama, AM 1110.
1140 WBXR, Hazel Green. They're actually licensed to Hazel Green, Alabama, where their transmitter is located. In fact, it's located on something called Butter and Egg Road. But their studios and offices are in Fayetteville, Tennessee. I wonder how many other stations have their transmitter and their license in one state and their studios in another state. It always sounds to me as if they're saying WDXR, D as in Delta. But the radio log lists them as B as in Bravo. See what you think.
Christian Radio, 1140 AM, WDXR, Hazel Green, Huntsville, Fayetteville.
1150 WGOW, Chattanooga, Talk Station.
I'll tell you, you're listening to WGOW, Chattanooga. This is News Talk 1160
WAMB, Donelson, Nashville.
Serving Middle Tennessee with the music of your life 24 hours a day. This is WAMB Music Radio 1160 AM, Donelson, Nashville.
1170 WRJL, Hanceville, not Huntsville, but Hanceville, Alabama.
This is WRJL, Hanceville.
And they are a gospel format. Now 1180 WSAF, Somerville, Georgia.
News, talk, and information from across America and around the world. This is an information station. WSAF, Somerville.
1190 WHIY, Moulton, Alabama, another gospel station.
WHIY, WXKIFM, Moulton, Lawrence County.
1230 WBHP, Huntsville, the oldest station in Huntsville. Now, unfortunately, they just simulcast with the 800 station in Decatur and with the FM station. Their format is country.
From the Rocket City, this is WBHP Huntsville, WHOS, WDRM FM, Decatur, Huntsville.
And if you want to know more about Huntsville's role as the Rocket City, I recommend James Michener's book, Space. 1260 WDJC, religious station from Birmingham, didn't really get an ID on this one.
Those are just a few of the little things that they do to put your guests up at the Comfort Inn on Oxmoor Road. And tell them that you heard about them right here on WDJC. And remember, a little bitty thing makes a big difference.
1270 WGSV, Gunnersville, Alabama.
WGSV,
1280 WMCP, Columbia, Tennessee. No, I don't know if those call letters have any significance or not.
With studios located atop the First Farmers and Merchants National Bank building, WMCP, Columbia.
There's a town in Alabama called OPP, O-P-P. There's a station on 1290 in that town called W-O-P-P. But we're not going to hear that here. Instead, on 1290, we hear WBTG, Sheffield, Alabama.
Sheffield, Alabama.
1310 WJRA, Priceville.
All Gospel, AM 1310, WJRA, Priceville, Decatur, Alabama.
Another station with transmitter hum. Now 1330 WZZT, Scottsboro.
Music with meaning. 24 hours a day on solid gospel. WZZT, Scottsboro.
1350 WGAD, Gadsden, Alabama.
Depend on us for the latest national, state, and local news.
WGAD, Gadsden.
There's a group of three stations in Alabama which simulcast and carry one-on-one sports. On 1360, I think we're hearing the one in Jasper, but I'm not quite sure.
The Grand Radio Group Sports Network. WSBC, Tuscaloosa. WCPQ, Jasper. And WRAD, Carrollton.
1370, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee.
To all, Coleman Memorial United Methodist Church sends an invitation to be part of our worshiping community.
On 1380 is WRAB. If you saw the name of its town written, you would call it Arab, A-R-A-B. But folks in Alabama call it Arab.
This is the Arab Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, AM 1380, WRAB, Arab, Alabama.
1400 WAVD, Decatur, Alabama, Oldies.
Getting it done since 1935. WAVD Decatur.
From a Radio Network News, I'm Fred Asbell.
I didn't do that. They did. 1410 WZZA, Tuscumbia, Alabama. Tuscumbia is the birthplace of Helen Keller. I think this is a black format station.
WZZA, Tuscumbia, Alabama.
1420 Pulaski, Tennessee.
Financial ASCII, it's 70 degrees.
We play the songs you want to hear. The best country around these parts is on your home in the country, WKSR.
1440 WZYX, Callan, Tennessee.
Franklin, WZYX Radio, Callan, Winchester, Decker, Tennessee.
1450 WTKI, Huntsville, a talk station with mostly the usual satellite-fed talk shows, but they also carry the AA Huntsville Stars baseball team in the Southern League.
Thanks for listening to AM 1450 WTKI Huntsville. The latest from ABC News is next. It's 10 o'clock.
1470 WRGA Nashville.
Radio News. AM 1470 WRGA WLL. Berry Hill. Here's the latest from ABC News.
1480 WLPH Irondale. Suburban Birmingham.
Making a difference. It's WLPH in Irondale.
1490 gives us semi-local WAJF Decatur, Alabama. They belong to Chuck Harder's People's Radio Network. Yet when I know WAJF, we can hear WJJM in Lewisburg, Tennessee. And I think there's even something else in there on 1490, but I don't know what it is.
AM 1490, Decatur's talk, news, and sports headquarters.
The AM radio log lists three stations in Alabama on 1500. They're all 1,000 watt D1, and they're all religion. We're going to hear two of them.
With music that makes a difference. Good time gospel radio, WKAS.
And although that last station didn't do a legal ID, I think they're in or near Florence, Alabama, which would put the first one about 50 miles east of us, the second one about 50 miles west, and I think the third one is down around Birmingham. So if you connected those three sites on a map, you'd have an upside-down triangle. Well, I'm sure you know what's on 1510, WLAC Nashville.
Find a friendly Dodge dealer near you. The station you depend on. News Talk 1510, WLAC Nashville.
You know, there's something reassuring to me about the CBS News sounder when I hear it in different locations. 1550 is WLOR. It's a black gospel station. It's a daytimer. They call it the Spirit of the Valley, meaning the Tennessee Valley, which is where Huntsville is located. Some of you know that there used to be a station on 1550 in Huntsville, WAAY. I believe they were 50,000 watts daytime, though I'm not sure. I think they used to be a full-time station, however, because it seems to me that I used to DX them in Miami. Well, WAAY is gone, although they still have a television station here. Now, as I said, WLOR.
WLOR, 1550 AM, Huntsville, Spirit of the Valley.
And 1600 is another black station in Huntsville. Their call is WEUP. And they do refer to themselves as We Up. They are a secular station. I guess you might call them urban contemporary. They're full-time. WEUP has an interesting situation with their FM. They have an FM station on 92.1, which is so far away from here that I have never gotten it on any radio. In fact, I actually get a different station on 92.1. But they have a translator in Huntsville on 96.1. And I think they have some other translators in Decatur and Athens and other places. As you know, translators are very weak. I don't know how WEUP got themselves into this odd situation with their FM. According to the DX Audio Service, WEUP is one of those stations that has applied to move and will be moving to 1700. It would seem to me that they would do better putting that money into getting a genuine FM facility here in Huntsville. But anyway, we're about to hear WEUP. I hope you enjoyed this radio visit to North Alabama. I hope sometime you'll come here in person. Bring your radios and have fun with all these stations.
We are WEUP AM 1600 Huntsville. We are WEUP 92.1 Minor Hill Blend. W241AA 98.1 Huntsville.
Thank you, Mr. Tim. Tim Hendel, ladies and gentlemen, DXer par excellence. And we certainly do appreciate the time that Tim and others who have contributed to the column have taken to put things together for us. And we're, of course, looking for material all the time. So we'd like to know what it sounds like at your location. If you'd like to send us something, give you the address in a second. Tim mentioned the station there on 1550 in Huntsville. And I do remember that one, as a matter of fact. It used to be WAAY. Was a big rocker back in the 60s, it seems. And I think it was 5,000 by night, 10,000 by day. And I remember in the mid-70s when they went 50,000 watts in the day. So kind of too bad to see what's happened. I think there's still 5 kilowatts at night, though. Too bad to see what's happened to that station and many others. If you'd like to send material to us, send it to me. I'm Jim Snowbarger. It's S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R. Send it to 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. Internet, it's jlsnow at fcseng.frco.com. We'll see you next month.
This is DXAS.
From Huntsville's friendly giant, it's W-A-A-Y, W-A-A-Y-T-V in Huntsville.
Please flip the tape to side 2.